From Sound and Video Contractor Magazine, this is the Networked AV Podcast, Show 24, with Kurt Petty of Tier 1 IT. Show notes for this podcast are available on the website of Sound and Video Contractor Magazine at svconline.com. Global firm Nordico Energy called on Tier 1 IT to install a company-wide intercom software application from Clearcom called Concert to link its employees together. Kurt Petty of Tier 1 IT is here to continue his talk on how Concert is set up and how it works for Nordico, coming up next on the Networked AV Podcast. Okay, Kurt, in part one, we were talking about the Concert system that you installed for Nordico Energy, and that's by Clearcom, and they're no lightweight when it comes to intercom systems. I think we mentioned in that it looks like they've sort of opened up a whole new market for themselves in this software application where you can just put it on a server and everybody can configure it just like a real, top-weight intercom system. But with a learning curve that allows people who've never been, in a broadcast intercom or high-level AV staging type of situation to be able to handle it. Now, this is a VoIP application that you pointed out before. What sort of latency figure does this have, and how much does it go up as you scale up?
The latencies that we found on this installation, which was 10 users, scaled up about 2 milliseconds per user. On top of the whatever the latency was to that site. Again, we had some latencies going to Singapore. That's going to be expected. The software protocols seem to be relatively tolerant of a variety of latencies, which was our concern. We knew that other applications could deal with high latencies, but had problems when one person was communicating had a low latency and is trying to converse with a second person, and a third person with a still different latency was trying to communicate with both of them. That set up some strange things with some feedback problems we've had before. The Clearcom software seems to be relatively immune to that particular effect.
Well, that would be a step in the right direction. Anybody who's ever seen a broadcast satellite feed where you've got satellite delay and then they're trying to ask questions, and then the person sits there like, did they really hear us? And about the time you think they didn't hear, you can tell they got the message, but there's always this delay, and it takes a little bit of getting used to. So I wouldn't think that people off the street who weren't familiar with doing that would, they might have a problem with it, but the latency figure with this seems like it's not all that bad.
It was negligible.
Yeah.
The latency from the Clearcom software was negligible compared with the latency of the Internet. If we were getting pings of 180 for just a ping to one of the servers in Singapore, the latency of the Clearcom packets was, 188. It was hardly any more than the original latency.
And I think you said this in part one. Refresh my memory on this. What sort of minimum bandwidth is needed for this system to work?
Defaults, which we ended up using, was 64K per channel.
Well, that's not bad at all. I mean, if you've got any kind of voice quality at all.
That's the whole thing that had me not from the beginning, but from the conclusion of this project, was the sound quality. I'll be honest, I'm a little hard of hearing myself, and I really appreciate the sound quality. It's really clear. It makes any other application I've used for VoIP seem pretty shabby by comparison, except for dedicated VoIP phones that are on an NPLS. This was as clear as that.
And the natural advantage I would think that people are looking for would be, and using Concert, this application, would be over something more generic like Skype, and avoiding dropouts would be a big factor, in addition to the voice quality and keeping the bandwidth needed for that to a minimum. So is there any kind of a format that has to be agreed on from the users there at Nordico for a conference using Concert?
No, the agreement would be at the administrative level as far as granting access to individual groups. That's set up on the server from an administrator, and you can set up independent groups that are not allowed to see or talk to each other or perhaps this person in this group is allowed in that in the other one, but the other ones aren't. It's pretty customizable.
And so on the user interface, it looks to me, I saw some screenshots of this, it really appears from, and this is would be natural from ClearComm's experience, it looks like a regular high-end intercom system, and you just point and click who you're going to talk to or what conference you're in, and you can see your contacts list. Very intuitive, I would think. Now, you can create private channels with this, can't you?
Yes, you can. You can have private channels and add people to them by dragging and dropping or having an exclusive private channel.
You know, one thing that intrigues me about this, using it for a company and communicating between employees, maybe the big guys sometimes might want to come out and, you know, have a message for a fairly large group of people. It looks like you might be able, I don't know if you did this, but you might be able to set this up for a large group of people in one room to listen to a presenter, say, you know, from a remote site and being fed over, say, a PA system or something. Is that something that might be able to be done with this?
Well, the inherent limitation of that would be the sound quality, and since we're starting with a decent signal, I'd see no reason why you wouldn't be able to do that easily.
And, of course, when you got this in, how long did it take to from the time they called you to the time you had something up and running on this?
Total setup time for the server was under 8 hours, including configurations of the users and patches and updates and putting it in place.
Okay,
it was,
well.
It's pretty quick and easy.
It seems like for what you get on this, I mean, what you have to do on the setup time and the expense of it and everything is, I mean, it sounds like a real deal. Yeah, you had to do some training on this, didn't you? I mean, it is very simple to operate, but what was the learning curve on this thing? Did anybody have any problem with it?
No. We trained two or three users who in turn trained the rest of them. If anybody has ever used another text messenger program, one of the ones with voice-enabled text messaging, like the Microsoft Messenger or whatnot, it's just the same as that. The thing we liked as far as an IT provider with the product was that it kind of isolates the user from the technical details of the configuration. You put it on their machine, you set it up, and they just use it, and they like it.
Yeah, it looks like the software manages to keep a lot of things behind the scenes and just keeps the tip of the iceberg, you know, above the water where you just have the user interface and what they need to do to talk to each other. It looks like it would be something that they could get to understand and get comfortable with pretty quickly. And in those situations, I guess you train, like you said, two or three people, and they kind of disseminate that training out to everybody else. So you've had a little time for this thing to sort of cook in the environment. What's been the reaction from the users on this?
Well, as a outsourced IT provider, we generally don't hear much from the clients unless there's a problem. And we haven't been having a lot of problems with the system. But overall, they seem to like it very much. They had gotten the system with a limited number of licenses as a trial and then immediately proceeded to buy extended licenses for all. So that tells me they love it.
I would think, you know, in that business, no news is good news.
Yes.
And you see them investing more in it. Obviously, they're going to do that if they're not going to do that if they were having trouble and you would be getting phone calls. So it looks like that was a fairly successful deal. And so what have you got coming up? Are you going to be doing more of these things?
I'm at the point where after a fair exposure to this, I will be recommending it. So I imagine I'll be doing some more of these in the future because it's pretty cost effective and it's easy on the client. It doesn't require them to go through a lot of pain, as a lot of infrastructure improvements often do.
And with a successful installation, I guess you can always refer your potential clients to Nordico, and they can ask them, you know, how they've gotten along with it. And I guess you can be confident they'll give a positive response.
In any implementation where they're attempting to use the free voice IP over IP programs and face the limitations of those, this would definitely be a recommendation for anybody who doesn't want to spend a lot of money on hardware because, you know, it's the sound quality that I've come to understand is a ClearComm trademark, yet you're not buying dozens of microphones and expensive speakers and mixing boards and, you know, all the accoutrements that one usually associates with the high-end audio feed.
Yep, I've used their stuff for years, and it always sounds great. And it takes a lot of their hardware can really take a beating and keep coming through for you. Well, Kurt, this has been great. The installation is Nordico Energy, and we're talking actually VoIP here from a well-known intercom company, Clearcom. And the application is Concert. And it looks like you've had a good deal set up for these guys. And appreciate you being here to tell us about it.
Yeah, it was fun to do. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks for joining us for the Networked AV Podcast, Show 24, with Kurt Petty of Tier 1 IT. Show notes for this podcast are available on the website of Sound and Video Contractor Magazine at svconline.com. Thanks again for listening, and join us again next time for the Networked AV Podcast.